This is an Aero News Touch and Go for October 13, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Hundreds of eager spectators watched as three new spacefarers blasted off from Baikonur Cosmodrome early Sunday morning, riding their Soyuz capsule toward a rendezvous with the International Space Station scheduled for tomorrow. Commander Mike Fink and Flight Engineer Yuri Lonchakov of the 18th International Space Station crew lifted off at 3:01 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday to begin a six-month stay in space. Also along was tourist Richard Garriott, flying under contract with the Russian Federal Space Agency after paying about $30 million to a private company for that privilege. Garriott is the son of former U.S. astronaut Owen Garriott, and perhaps it's not completely fair to call him a tourist. Garriott, who made a fortune designing fantasy computer role-playing games, is actually looking at the flight as a business venture. Garriott will perform experiments on topics including the effects of zero-G on the immune system and astronauts' rest cycles. Quote, "I'm trying to demonstrate with my flight that private participants can do business in space that returns revenues at similar scales to the cost. I am generating significant revenues through my activities that I believe will be increased in the future," unquote. Family members have confirmed that pilot Keith Sproul has suffered burns and other severe injuries in a 60-foot fall after his Wings of Wind balloon hit a power line Friday morning near Bernalillo, New Mexico. His passenger, identified as Stephen Lachendro, is said to have fallen about 45 feet after the balloon collided with a second power line. He was pronounced dead at the scene. KOB-TV News cites witnesses in reporting that when the balloon hit the second power line, a fire quickly engulfed the gondola. Paul Solozabal told the station, quote, "The gondola separated and fell, but the balloon continued to rise. There was a large flame under the balloon. It rose so fast it made the balloon take off almost like a missile or something," unquote. Canadian forces officials have confirmed two fatalities in the Thursday afternoon crash of a CT-114 Tudor jet northwest of 15 Wing Moose Jaw. 15 Wing Commander Colonel Paul Keddy told reporters the plane's pilot was a member of the Canadian Forces Snowbirds home team, not a demonstration pilot. His passenger was a military photographer from the base. Neither was identified by officials. Doug Johnson, a witness, reported seeing three planes flying in formation, one trailing smoke which looked to be the wrong color for decorative smoke used in air shows. He added, quote, "When I turned to look back again, I saw one of the planes beeline into the ground," unquote. Johnson said he didn't see any parachutes, but could not be sure there was no ejection. ANN will update the story as more info becomes available. Two American law firms say they're going to sue the FAA in connection with the September 14th crash of an Aeroflot Nord 737 near Perm, Russia. A petition for discovery was filed in the state court in Chicago Friday on behalf of Oleksiy A. Afanasenkov Sr., whose son was among 88 crew and passengers who died in that crash. The filing seeks documentation and information concerning parties that may be responsible for causing it. At issue is a treaty under which the FAA would monitor U.S. flight schools providing training to Russian pilots. The law firms claim that was not done adequately to prepare longtime pilots of Soviet-era Russian hardware for newer Western airliners and their avionics, and also challenges the FAA's process for certificating transport category aircraft. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There, we'll tell you more about these stories. The NTSB gets on the FAA's case over engine cowl separations. The Air Safety Foundation offers help in breaking the accident chain. And a commercial spaceflight pioneer has gone west. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, in my weekly discussion with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, learn why you need to become familiar with the technology behind your glass panel and hear the story of one guy who didn't. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.